Center. Give me the emotions when you're a player and you come back 1 year after playing in this yard, having a very good All-Star caliber season as a Gwinnett Brave. What's it like coming back here as a visitor now?
I mean, it's awesome. Get to see all the guys again. You know, we had a great group last year. The family's here, you know, so, I mean, I get to kind of get a double play at the same time, you know, so it's a lot of fun. Just coming back here to kind of reminisce a little bit, but at the same time, you know, move on.
Yeah. Well, there's work to be done. The Pigs coming off a very good series in Charlotte. You continue to swing the bat well, a couple of very big late inning hits. What have you liked about how you've approached the game offensively since coming down from Philadelphia?
Just really trying to work on my game, you know, just really trying to recreate myself, you know, trying to go the other way a lot more and just take what the pitcher gives you. I feel as though, you know, I'm still a work in progress. You know, I feel great swinging the bat, but at the same time, you know, it's a long season, you know, and you just want to keep going consistently.
I think you mentioned to one of the guys in the Lehigh Valley, one of the reporters there, that the Phillies, when they told you you're coming down here, they wanted you to work on going the other way a little bit more. We've seen some big hits out to left center field. What is your grade so far? What is your evaluation of how you've been able to kind of make a little adjustment?
My grade, man, it's hard to judge myself, you know, because I'm really hard on myself. But, you know, I'm glad that I'm seeing the results I want to see. And, you know, I'm glad I came down here still focused. You know, a lot of guys get sent down, and it's kind of a blur. And, you know, at first when I got here, it was, you know, I'm not going to lie. And, you know, I just had to really work through that mentally. And I had some great teammates as well, pushed me hard, and I'm doing the same. And we're just trying to grind it out throughout the whole year.
What was tougher? I mean, I think when you go back as a youngster coming up for a year in San Diego, but then you wait 5 years to get back up to the big leagues, was it tougher mentally in terms of the pressure and pressing maybe the first time or the second time around because of the long layoff?
Well, I feel like the second time was more of a comfortable feeling. You know, I was up there and I felt great. I just had some bad luck while I was up there. And I feel like once the bad luck started happening and the numbers started looking the way they were looking, the pressure started coming. And, you know, you never want that to happen. You want to just kind of stay the same and do your thing. But, you know, nature takes over sometimes. And overall, you know, I was very unhappy with, you know, how it turned out for me. And I understand why it happened. You know, the organization had every right to do what they did. And I'm just, you know, trying to come down here and do what I need to do to get back up there.
Well, down here you've been robbed more times than a convenience store on the outskirts of town. I mean, let's face it, was it the same way in Philly?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, sometimes you just have those years, you know.
Well, you're still hitting pretty well through it all. And talk about your defense, too, because from what we've seen, you've moved around a little bit. Is there a position that you feel the most comfortable in?
You know, when it comes to the outfield, I can play anywhere. You know, I'm really comfortable anywhere. I try to work at all three fields as much as possible, you know, just to make sure I keep that comfortable feeling. And speaking of defense, man, you can just tell the game is changing. You know, defense is getting a lot better, especially up there. So, you know, you just want to make sure you're on the same level as those guys.
You get to play alongside a kid here in Nick Williams, who a lot of Philly fans are excited about. We've seen him grow a little bit in the outfield as well as offensively. What have you liked about his game?
Oh, man, he's definitely a five-tool player. You know, I wouldn't tell him that to his face because, you know, I push him hard. But, man, he's got some of the best pop I've ever seen on the left side of the plate. And, I just think the maturity is the biggest thing for him, man. He just got to mature a little more and, you know, mentally, you know, he can be a lot stronger. But he's so talented that when he's up there, man, it doesn't matter. He can get a hit at any time. And, you know, I really try to push him to the best of my abilities, just like the veterans would do me when I was younger. And, it's, you know, it's working so far.
You and I had a brief conversation a while back about lefties. Sometimes there's a conventional wisdom, well, a lefty's got to sit because the lefty's on the mound. You know, statistically, that wouldn't necessarily be the case for you. What's the approach? How is it different, and what makes you successful in those situations?
I feel like a lot of guys on this team feel that way as a left-handed hitter, you know, lefty on lefty. You know, this team is really comfortable facing lefties. And my thing is, you know, I feel like lefty gets you locked back in because he makes you stay, you know, keep that front side in. He makes you have to go the other way, and he makes you have to react in, and that's kind of the way it should be every day, you know. And sometimes when you're facing that righty, you get overconfident and start feeling like you can do things that you don't need to do. But, you know, overall, man, just try to keep it simple against the lefty.
We're with Cedric Hunter, and I noticed, obviously, you're a pretty good athlete. And you talk a little basketball with the guys here with the finals going on around the batting cage, et cetera. Who do you have winning the thing? Of course, now it's already 2-0, but did you have any feelings about that?
Oh, I love it, man. You know, I'm a big Steph Curry fan, and, you know, Klay Thompson, you know, I played against his brother a lot, and you know, I really like the way they go about the game, and they make it a lot of fun. And it's 2-0 right now. You know, I'm a LeBron fan as well, but, you know, I'm really pulling for Golden State, man. I want them to go back-to-back and make history.
And if it wasn't baseball, would it be basketball? Would it be football? What would Cedric Connor excel at, you think?
I have no clue, man. NFL probably would not be one of them because this is a different beast out there, man. But who knows, man. I'd probably still be somehow involved with baseball, maybe off the field, you know, training kids like I do during the off season, or, you know, becoming a personal trainer or whatever. Just try to give good knowledge to these kids.
We probably have to put another 40 pounds on you for the NFL. Absolutely. I don't know if anybody absolutely wants to do that.
I don't want to be 5'11", 245, promise.
Well, I tell you what, it's worked out well for us having you here, and, you know, hopefully you get another shot in Philadelphia the way you've hit the ball. I think consistently we'll see that in the future, but keep doing it for the Iron Pigs.
I appreciate it.